As one of my favorite bands from the early 90s is Living Color with Leave It Alone. This next one is from a young man named Beck when he's just getting out and he's trying out all kinds of little experimental singles. This is one of my favorites. MTV makes me want to smoke crack.
Rolling. MTV makes me want to smoke crack. Fall out of the window and I'm never coming back. MTV makes me wanna get high. Can't get it right no matter how I try. And everything's perfect and everything's bright. And everyone's perky and everyone's uptight. I love those videos, I watch them all day.
What's the problem?
I don't know, just stop the tape. MTV, whoa, makes me wanna smoke crack. Fly out the window, and I'm never coming back. MTV, makes me wanna get high as the moon, like a rubber balloon. Oh, get that squeegee. Everything's wonderful. Everything's grand. Everything's swinging all across the land. You know it. Bust out the biscuits. Strike up the band. Play those videos, every woman and man. 'Cause MTV, whoa, makes me wanna smoke crack.
Gal whose name was Irma. She was the epitome of grace. And parts of her were big as blown up beach balls. So I asked if she would stick them in my face. Irma said no way and suggested I turn gay. But I don't like no, as I've said once before. So I climbed into my truck and I put that hammer down. And now Irma don't reject me anymore. 18 wheels later, she was history. 18 wheels later, she was gone. 18 wheels later, she was flat as the highway I was rolling on. I once knew a gal whose name was Mabel. She was very delicate and fair. Parts of her were big as, well, you get the idea. So I asked if she would sandwich me in there. Well, she kicked me in my jewels with the force of 20 mules. And it hurt so bad I thought I'd probably die. But I didn't, so I climbed into my truck and I put that hammer down. And I sent her to that hole down in the sky. 18 wheels later, she was history. 18 wheels later, she was gone. Oh, 18 wheels later, she was flat as the highway I was rolling on. Roll on. You know what? It's getting real hard to find a good woman anymore.
Well, they don't make them like that anymore. 1993 here on Time Travel.
This one's called longest title in the Pearl Jam catalog, Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2. I seem to recognize your face. Haunting familiar, yeah. I can't seem to. Can I find a candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up with me.
I swear I reckon. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
All right, this is Midnight Oil, My Country from 1993. Great tune. Love that band. I saw them last year and the year before a couple of times. Fantastic. They traveled around the world and I traveled a little bit with them. I saw about 6 concerts on that tour. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, let's go to 1982 next here on Time Travel. Call on in if you want to make a request. 855-915-WMFO. I'm getting a couple more requests on here and on the website here, Time Travel with Chris Earle, or Watch This with Chris Earle. You can go on. If you're listening for Watch This, I'm going to do it again next week. I took some time off from doing the movie show this week. I would have had Jen DeLugos here in the studio with you, but she will be rescheduled. She will probably be back in mid-February, but I'll be back doing Watch This again next week. I wanted to do a extra long time travel for you here today and play some tunes. I hope you're enjoying it. It is 91.5 FM on the radio dial. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sweetheart? Are you afraid, honey? Well, why don't you come with me?
No.
All right. I'll sing you a song till your mama comes back. God is his holy town. Earthly fall, be silent now.
Who I
Hey, it's Fleetwood Mac here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Colin, make a request.
destination unknown. Double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get.
Come on.
It was Billy Joel back when he actually put out albums and wrote songs. Instead of doing these little things that he does, he just kind of shows up at the Madison Square Garden, gets himself $1 million check, and comes back in 3 or 4 weeks, gets himself another $1 million check, goes to the Fenway, gets himself $1 million check. And he's playing all those, this stuff that he wrote like in 1993 and before. Thought he retired. All of a sudden, no, he just didn't want to put out any more albums. Ridiculous. At least Sting put out albums. He took a break, but he put out that last ship that I was playing earlier. Good stuff. Come on, Billy. Get to work. Throw out an album. When I was at the Fenway, Billy Joel was playing... this goes into... I'm going into a Chris Earle rant, and I haven't done that. It's been a kind of a fun show, but I have to tell this. So I go into the Fenway to the Billy Joel concert, and then New York State of Mind comes on, right? First of all, you're playing it in Boston, right? I guess you can play it, but he has like a 13-year-old girl batted out, and he goes like on a break, and it's like 15 minutes long. I'm like, I paid $250 for a ticket. I want to see some young girl sing New York State of Mind. He's not very thoughtful, that Billy Joel. That's what I think. All right, I'll play one more from 1982. Maybe two. Yeah, no, I'm going to play one. I had Joe Jackson, I had some Elton John. I think I'm going to go with the Elton John. That's what I'm going to do. And hello to Ryan Domedy. Thanks for calling in, Ryan. It's been a while. And he requested Allentown. Good idea. And I got a couple more requests coming up. And a shout out to my friend Caesar. I'm going to talk about him in a few minutes, but he became a U.S. citizen today. My buddy Caesar. We went to the horse races together. We had a good time. Did some gambling, had a couple of cocktails. It was a lot of fun. And at the end of the night, we had like winning tickets, and we threw them in the trash by accident and spent like an hour looking for them. That was fun. Anyway, here's Elton John.
What happened here as the New York sunset disappeared? I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And what's it for, this little empty garden by the brownstone door and in the cracks along the sidewalk? Nothing grows no more. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so amazed. We're crippled and with age. A gardener like that, we'll be right back.
you and four friends who join the army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Boy, that'd be fun. All right, let's jump out of 1982. Join the army, everybody. We need people.
Paid for by the U.S.
You can go on vacation with your friends. 1975. Get up and do some dancing. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:53. What's wrong with you? It's KC and the Sunshine Band. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. He's with you till 7 p.m.
WMFO Medford. what's in store. Love is the drug and I need to score. Showing up, showing up, hit and run. Boy meets girl where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, can't shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me.
Oh, get that buzz. Love is the dog I'm thinking of.